Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. My name is Maria Ellison. I am hosting the Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter show. We are going live with Dr. Harris, who is out in front of the Fresno County Jail on the front lines, getting ready to demonstrate. It's a virtual and a caravan demonstration, so please share the live stream. I'm going to have the live stream posted. I'm going to live stream his live stream, and we'll have him on the radio show for those who want to call in. But yes, Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter show will be on the scene in front of Fresno County Jail, getting ready for the virtual and caravan demonstration for all workers. Hi, Dr. Harris, do we have you online?
I'm here today because it's really hard to stay home when we have these workers that are out there risking themselves to bring food to our tables while everybody's at home complaining that they can't go out because of this, because of the quarantine. These people are out here working, risking their lives just to get food on the table, not because they don't qualify for any. Okay, for all of you that are viewing, they're out in front of Fresno County Jail demonstrating, doing a caravan demonstration for all workers, protection for all workers, their wages for all workers. As we know, most of our essential workers are black and brown folks. So from our farm workers to our drivers to those in the restaurant and service industry, even salons and so forth and so on, should be protected, should be given the proper equipment and gear to do their jobs as safely as possible. So while we want to recognize and be conscious of safety when we go out in public, and we want to definitely not add to the problem. At the same time, we can't just stay silent. We can't, us as organizers, as activists, we have to find creative ways to still be able to get the message out there and to continue to fight, during this pandemic. The pandemic may have put some restrictions and challenges to us organizing and meeting, but it still shouldn't stop us from organizing. It still shouldn't stop
us from getting out there and letting them know that although we may be sheltering in place, we still have our eyes on justice, and we still are going to call out injustice. We're still going to organize against injustice, and we're still going to pressure people, our elected officials, to do the right thing in the name of justice. I really wish this video was still going and up to be able to, so we could hear what's going on the front lines. We have Dr. Harris out there, along with the lead organizer, Rafael Avitia, better known to us as Rafi. And that is him talking, and they're defining essential. What is the essential worker? And what rights are we demanding? The pandemic took the covers and exposed how we treat and our most vulnerable essential workers.
You know, they don't get the pay they deserve. They don't have the benefits they deserve.
And that's Rafael Avitia, who's out there with the bullhorn in front of the Fresno County Jail. I'm not sure if the video interruptions have to do with reception. I know there's been a lot more problems trying to use social media in certain areas. Hello, Dr. Harris. Are you on the line for the radio show?
They're having conversations about essential, and people are still going out in the field working. They don't have the PPP that they need, and they're struggling just to bring food to our table. And I think as people in the Central Valley, people that don't.
So once again, we've had several video interruptions, but we just want to support both on social media and out in person. We have a few of our frontline, experienced frontline community organizers and activists at this event.
I come out pretty much every year. Yeah. Sure. So I think it makes a difference when you have a big group of people and the feeling and the vibes that it brings you. But today was planned that it would just be a couple of us out there, so that way we could be safe, we could wear the mask.
We had video interruptions. I'm not sure what it's about, but I'm trying to just keep us tuned in. So, Dr. Harris, I'm not sure if you're on the blog talk, but they said try turning the Wi-Fi off. The video's been interrupted several times, but just once again for anybody.
Free them.
For anybody listening in, they are out in front of the Fresno County Jail doing a protest for all workers. Two of the biggest demands are that they are provided PPE equipment.
Exactly, because they are incarcerated. And we've seen this numerous times. We've seen this with...
Oh, Dr. Harris, are you on the radio, on the air?
Hello?
Hello, are you on the air, Dr. Harris?
Yes, I'm here, I'm here.
Okay, good, okay. So I'm going to change the screen back over to the demonstration. There's been a lot of video interruptions, but Ms. Denise said, why don't you try turning off Wi-Fi? I'm not sure if your Wi-Fi is off.
Oh, okay. Okay. You want me to turn it off, or what do you want me to do?
For the Wi-Fi, as far as your live stream, it may stop it from buffering. It's doing a lot of buffering and it's pausing a lot. I can hear you fine on the radio, but the live stream keeps stopping.
Okay. All right. Well, that's part of the censoring here in Fresno. We're down here live right now.
Turn
the
Wi-Fi off so I can pick it up better. Well, now it's not doing
it.
Again.
What's up, baby? Okay.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? Talk? What do you want me to do?
We're down here live right now. Downtown
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, this is Dr. Harris. We're here in downtown Fresno right now. It's rush hour. A lot of construction going on down here. We have a lot of people honking horns and what have you in support of what we're doing. There's a lot of support with people in the cars right now driving by. We're, you know, trying to stay in compliance with this social distance crap that they got going on. We got people on the bullhorns right now. We just had a press conference. Ralphie just did a press conference with the media, three different medias. Fresno B is here, Channel 26, 47, and I believe Channel 30 is here as well. We're live streaming across the world as well as doing a podcast at the same time, well as Blog Talk Radio. We have police. Police is circling us right now around us right now. They're not stopping, but they're just driving and circling us, looking at us right now. There's surveillance cameras all downtown Fresno, so it's nothing that we're trying to hide or anything like that there. But we're just here because, you know, this situation with the virus, you know, has really affected a lot of the black and brown people right now. We have farm workers working in the farm that this government called them illegal immigrants, and now they're the ones who are putting food on people's tables right now across the world. California is the breadbasket of the United States, as well as shipping produce across the world. And so we have people out here right now that's really serious about getting the message out. We have the Muslim community that is here. The African-American community is here, representation. Myself and other folks, the Brown Berets are here, and different other organizations that are here today in support of the people. We have people right now that's in prison right now, that the virus is inside of the prisons across the world. We have, I believe, one prison had over 800 people. Here comes some more supporters right now coming right down the street here, honking their horns. This is the caravan of support that we were talking about on the radio show last week, that we didn't want people out here on the pavement so that we can make sure that we can be able to keep the social distance. To keep the social distance and compliance, that we won't be breaking the law. And so we have people in prison right now that's trapped inside of the jail cells with the coronavirus right now, and the local government is doing nothing about it. And so we're going to be more deaths inside the prisons right now, just as well as we have out here outside the prison walls right now. So this is what we're doing right now. We're asking everybody to get involved right now, because this could be your family member that can catch the virus inside the prison as well as out here. We have African American people in the South right now. They're opening up the businesses right now. Right now we're crossing the street. We're crossing the streets right now. Look like Ralphie is occupying the four corners of the street. There's a lot of construction. There's a lot of traffic backing up, not because of us, but it's just because of rush hour right now. We have people coming outside the police department looking at us right now. It's a lot of energy right now. A lot of positive energy right now that's taking place.
Okay, I can hear you on the blog talk. Some of the viewers, Denise just said, try going out, turn off the Wi-Fi, and then come back and put it back on live. So we can't hear you with the broadcast interruption.
She said cut off the Wi-Fi?
Yes, she says try going out and then turning the live off and then turning your Wi-Fi off and then turn the live back on.
Okay. All right. Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm not sure how our viewers. Okay.
Yeah, I just cut the live stream off right now. We're me and Ralphie is walking across the street with the banner right now. We have people. We have people right now coming down the street, honking their horns and all of that. Ralphie, we're live. We're on Blog Talk right now. Go ahead and talk to the listening audience right now.
Now, we're just out here. We're here on May 1st, May Day, which is supposed to be International Workers' Day, and we're here to celebrate workers. And in these times, in this pandemic of Corona 19, where people are dropping like flies, dying out there, a lot of those going through are black and brown people who do the worst jobs, the least paid jobs, the menial jobs, but yet the essential jobs that feed this country, that keep this country and give it its standard of living, that keep people alive. So everybody from farm workers who pick the fruit and vegetables, to those who work in the meat packing factories, to those who maybe give you a massage at this fancy resort that they'll never be able to afford. That's what we're out here standing up for today on this May 1st, the International Workers' Day. It's also a day when we have to recognize that our government is broken. I think most of us know that. I think most of us know that when like the LA Lakers, that organization, when they take stimulus money, a multi-billion dollar organization takes stimulus money, and small businesses, mom and pops, can't qualify, especially minority-owned businesses. When that happens, we got a problem, because obviously they're robbing us, and they're robbing us right in front of our eyes. They've done this before. It's nothing new. But what is new is that today's youth, they're aware of what's going on. They know what's happening. They be shaken by what's happening. And we're hoping that the youth will continue our lead and do better than us and outdo us and get rid of this corruption, better world for them into play where they can live with the families, feed their families, and not worry about having to eat something or touch somebody and die. I have a lot of confidence in our youth, our young black and brown youth out there. I have much confidence in those youth. So, and unlike some people that might put them down, I would put them up and I say, they're going to change the world. Well, we just got to keep continuing, to put up that example for them, because the worst example is what they can see. If all they see is fancy lowriders and bling, if that's all they see, $200 pair of shoes, unfortunately, they're not going to aspire very high. But if they see all those things and more, if they see all those things and
and included including buying, you know, a home and starting up a neighborhood school, something meaningful like that for the community, I think we'll be in a better place. High tops or not, low rider cars or not. As a Mexican that came to this country from Mexico, I worked the field. I worked hard out there picking fruit. And I know how hard it is to get out of a poor neighborhood. I lived in South Central Los Angeles from Watts to Eaglewood, and now I've been here in Fresno, and I know what it is to grow poor. And that's why I hang out with Reverend Floyd Harris. Dr. Floyd Harris has been one of my main partners out here, not the main one. And he's not necessarily to say, come out here, he's out here. So I just want to let everybody know that we're doing this today in honor of workers all over the world. Give them a shout out on social media. Give them a shout out on Facebook. Post a picture. Pump the fist and let them know, hey, we stand with the workers, and they deserve to get paid more. They deserve a better wage, but not only that, benefits. They deserve benefits. They deserve time off. They deserve to be protected. We just can't thank them and say they're essential. Oh, wow. No, we need to thank them and thank them, you know, in a way that's concrete, not just words, but in a way that give them a better standard of living. That's what an essential worker is. That's why we're out here today.
Okay, great. We can hear you pretty well. I can hear you pretty good, and I'm live streaming the actual blog talk. So, although we can see pictures, we definitely hear the honk in the background, so we know you have that caravan support. I'm glad to know they're coming through. We are definitely pushing on social media for people to get involved and post. And so are there any officials that have come out to try to address the media?
No, me and Ralphie, he gave me, he's on the bullhorn right now, so I'm, there's been no elected officials out there right now, but a lot of people are coming out of the police department trying to see what's going on out here right now, but no elected officials has come out to address us on what we're doing right now. Just have a lot of police driving by right now, just observing and stuff like that. But we're really hitting it real strong right now, letting people know that just can't keep messing over people in this country right now.
So what would they like to accomplish today? What are the asks? What are we asking for with this demonstration?
Well, the problem is that we have farm workers working out in the fields right now that this country had always complained about that they're illegals, but yet right now they're working out there without the proper PPE. They're working without masks. They're working out. They're not working with the right type of stuff to keep equipment to keep them safe right now. And so these are workers that makes a big part of our country right now. So we want to make sure that we let them know that we're out here in support of them and letting this government know that they're human beings just like everybody else in the White House.
And we do know that our essential workers, for the most part, are people of color, black people, our brown brothers and sisters. So we know that it's affecting us disproportionately. And on top of that, I also read something about hazard pay, the demand for a hazard pay. Because our essential workers are essentially keeping our country running right now, but they're not receiving the type of pay that someone working in a more hazardous situation would receive. So is that part of the demand also for a push and pressure for a hazard pay?
Never happened in Cuba.
So we have Brother Rafael Avicia, right? Speaking now.
Yeah, Ralphie is throwing down on the microphone right now and talking about how Cuba take care of their people in their country and how Donald Trump knew about this virus but yet didn't tell the American people or do anything being proactive to let us know that we wouldn't have all these many people killed and murdered. I'd say they murdered by the U.S. government because they didn't say anything about the virus. And so Ralphie is saying that if Cuba would have knew about a virus, that Cuba would have took care of its people.
And we know a lot of other countries are taking care of their people. We know Canada is taking care of their people. We know Cuba has some of the best doctors and really some of the best protocol for how you treat your citizens, how you treat your fellow citizens. So, yes, why is it other countries considered, some even considered third world, still practice humanity, and they've gotten on top of this pandemic and have done what's needed to protect and nurse those who are sick back to health. And Sister Denise just told Denise too. So we have all these countries taking care of their people, but here in the United States, we prefer profit over people, you know. And so if we have these essential workers who are keeping America running, then at the least, we provide the protection to put in place so they decrease the chances of being infected or having to fight off the COVID-19. Because we know a lot of people will not die, but we know a lot of people have died. But why wouldn't we do what we can to our people that we know are out there more exposed to catching the virus and having to fight illness that the virus brings on, you know, gloves, washing stations, masks, the use of distance until we know that this has gotten under control, more sanitary practices put in place, from how things are cleaned in stores and in these factories. That's also part, because we know we've had quite a few meat plants that have been workers who have been infected with COVID, and we are definitely concerned that it will enter into our food stream like so many other toxic things into our food stream. That is a definite concern. So PPE equipment is one of the demands today. And then the second highest demand among several demands, but the two top demands are PPE equipment being supplied to our essential workers who are keeping this country running. And also the safety hazard pay. In line with, can we pay a person enough to risk their lives more than the next person to keep the country running? I'm not sure if we could put something on that. But what we can do is give them the pay that will allow them to be able to seek the help and also put things in place in their own homes to be able to effectively still serve, and at the same time feel protected as much as possible. And so, yes, thank you for clarifying that it is in the food. So, you know, our food, we move. Eventually, our food source would be contaminated. We know we've been contaminated with so many other things. But now we have COVID to top that list. So I'm going to go back into the live and record from here, live stream with Dr. Harris on the stage. And so we'll see if we have, hopefully we don't have some of the same technical difficulties that we had a little earlier. Jamaica, just let us know if there's some, if I get this going back on his live stream, if you can let us know if it's, if you guys can hear. Okay. Okay, still some of the same problems with the live stream. We definitely need our own media. In our own airwaves. So, Dr. Harris, I'm not sure if you're still on the blog talk line, but the video.
Yeah, we still. I cut the video back on. So I don't know if you can see it or not. Yeah, can you hear me on the phone?
Yes, I can hear you on the phone. I turned down the volume on the live stream.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're still out here. I have a black fly that just keeps flying around me, and I have two cameras in my hand. But anyway, we have not a lot of people out here, but everybody is doing their social distance, which they're, complying with what the laws is expecting. And we're just having different people get on the microphone. Look like they're asking me to get on the microphone now. I don't know if that'll be a good thing or bad thing right now, but I'm on the blog talk. I'm live streaming, and we're doing the podcast at the same time. So I didn't get a chance to talk to the media, but Ralphie and our loser brother talked to them. So I'm just trying to do my part out here, you know. It's not about always me speaking all the time, but, you know, coming in another way to support the movement. And that's what we're supposed to do. We had a radio show for those that want to go back and listen to the radio show we did on Wednesday night. I posted both of them on the Facebook so you can listen to Brother Ralphie, who's one of the main organizers. We have Houston. We have El Paso. I don't know if you can go to the other Facebook and read the names of the other states. If you can go to the Facebook community calendar or read the information, I believe it's Houston, Sacramento, the Bay Area, El Paso. I can't think of the other states, maybe Washington and Oregon. All of them right now are in solidarity right now with us. Every state is doing something right now for May Day, the workers. And so, you know, whatever that is, the capacity that those can do, if it's sharing it on social media, if it's, you know, whatever it is, you know, we're just asking people to just spread the word, because we have a lot of people suffering right now, and we have a lot of privileged people. We have a lot of privileged people right now that's just unfair, you know. It's just unfair, and we just really thank our folks who are working in the fields right now for, you know, their courage, you know, because a lot of them are working without masks, a lot of them are working without the proper PPE, and so, you know, we're just out here standing like we always stand. And bringing the community together. Can y'all still see the live stream?
The live stream has been interrupted. It just has a still frame picture, basically. But we can hear
you. I'm gonna go ahead and cut the live stream off. I don't know what's going on. Maybe the city has some type of way of interrupting the live stream. I don't know. But I'm gonna go ahead and cut that off.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure let me see if I can get
Okay, so we're live here from Fresno, California. It's May Day, and we're expressing our anger at the administration and the people in power, basically, because we have people out here that are working, that are essential, that have been seen by this establishment as illegal, as not belonging. And these are the folks that are out here picking our food, picking our fruits, picking our vegetables, risking their lives continuously, and continuously been looked at as the villains when they're the ones that are providing for us, providing for food for all of our families, and basically helping all of us and being really heroes in this time. So I'm just letting them know that we're going to stand with these people and people that are working in the fields and all people that are working, and that we don't agree with them trying to force people back to work when they can die, and they need to let people rest until this is all over, until people aren't going to get sick anymore, until this virus is all over.
Okay.
First of all, I want to say thank you right here.
Okay. Yes, the video keeps getting interrupted, so I'm gonna keep it where they can hear you.
Yeah. We have some more people coming down the street right now, honking their horns right now. And can you hear them honking the horns right now, out in the streets right now?
Yes, I can hear it in the background. That sounds like quite a bit of support. So, you know, Dr. Harris, you often talk about
and
Bruce, can you hear me?
Yes, I can still hear you.
Yeah, there's going to be a caravan tonight at 5 o'clock. They're going to be meeting up. I believe I've seen it on Facebook. So you can go to Facebook and announce that event for this evening. That'll be a big help for those that that may want to rent to attend or not.
Okay. And so, Dr. Harris, we always talk about what happens after the action. So, what can we continue to do after May Day to pressure the officials to get the right things in place, like the protective equipment?
Well, I think the priorities is all wrong. I think that, you know, I'm not sure if we're still having city council meetings here in Fresno or the Board of Supervisors. We need to formulate some real intentional structure for us, letter writing, phone banking, and really figure out what is the needs of the community right now. For instance, right now in West Fresno, we have a little park called Old Man Park by the liquor store. We have a city ordinance that says that people are not supposed to gather. I mean, I think it's not even more than two if you're not working or something. But yet we know that the virus right now is wiping out more black people. It's wiping out people, but it's hitting our community the hardest across, especially in the South right now. And the city police, you know, just park and they just look and they don't do anything. So I guess I'm looking at that saying that, you know, they just want to be able to let black folks, let the virus just kill us, not even, you know, going over there asking people to disperse or whatever the case may be. So, you know, I think there's a responsibility we have to do as a people, but I think we need to find out, you know, intentionally what directly what we need as a community and what we want our politicians to do. Because as Lee Brand formulated a committee, and he didn't even have any black sisters, leaders in the community, seeing the information that came out across social media. So we have a virus that's killing black folks, but we have a white establishment here in Fresno that is not showing us any consideration as black people to put us on a committee to talk about, you know, when we're going to open up the city. So again, there's no respect for, I keep saying this, there's no respect for black people in the city when it comes up to the power structure. And so, you know, we just have to come together and unite black, brown, white, whoever, and just, you know, come real hard. That's what we got to do.
Yeah, so basically keep reaching out and speaking up in the different forms we can speak up in, whether it's a show or a call to your city council member or to the mayor, to emailing city council and mayor. I like emails because they're documented and they can't just make them go away. So continuing to put the pressure, continuing to apply that pressure to our officials, continuing to expose when they are not up to standard or not looking out for the interests of those most affected. In this case, the Mayor Brand putting together a committee that did not have one single black person on the committee. And even though they tried to say that he added a person to it, it was not because that was his plan all along. He put out a list, and then this black person, Paula, from the Black Chamber of Commerce, was added a couple of days later. But it was directly from the pressure, social media pressure, organizers calling in, tagging Lee Brand in those social media posts, calling him out of why he would be so blatantly disrespectful and disregard Black lives by not putting one Black person in the community. It should be more than one. And then also not representing the medical profession, not having them in full representation. And then our Native Americans, we have more Native Americans dying from COVID than any other population. So, yes, so definitely exposing it and continuing to pressure, and because it works. They might try to make it sound like our pressure doesn't work coming from the grassroots, but it does. And when we do get to them and when we do expose and call them out, oftentimes they try to back it up by saying, adding someone, or all of a sudden bringing a certain person to the table. But we also know a lot of people are bought off, so we want them to reach outside that circle of people that we've bought off and influenced, and really bring the grassroots people to the table and representatives to the table that will tell them really what's going on and what's wrong. Because when we don't embrace the people, our critics are telling us we're the whole. Our critics are telling us what's wrong. Our critics are letting us know the vibe of the people. And when elected officials don't embrace their critics and answer and bring them in as part of the solution, they're really doing the people a disservice and doing the city of Fresno a disservice.
Yeah, it's you know, the other sad thing that we're dealing with is that we're coming up into a presidential election that's supposed to be in November. And, you know, with all this stuff going on right now, I really don't know what's going to happen in November. We know that Sanders had dropped out of the race, and so... Just a lot of stuff going on right now. We just don't know which way the country is going to go, and we're dealing with the haves and the have-nots. But you know, I always say, you know, people united would never be divided. You know, people united would never be divided. So I think as long as we keep uniting, keep plowing, keep putting the pressure on this government, I think that we will prevail, but we just one or two people, you know, can't fight this fight. It's going to take all of us.
Right. Well, I'm really happy that Raphael organized this, and I'm glad he called on you and some of our other frontline leaders who have definitely made sacrifices for justice, for Black and brown people overall, but especially for our Black and brown brothers and sisters. So not letting this pandemic shut the voices down is definitely a wonderful thing.
One of the interesting things I seen the day happen was I was crossing the street with the Donald Trump sign that says "Dump Trump," and the Black bus drivers who were honking their horns in support of, you know, "Dump Trump," but I just thought that was interesting because, you know, Trump supports Dyer supports Trump. The City Facts bus workers endorse Dyer to run for mayor. So I'm just looking at, you know, how you connect the dots, and I'm like, something's wrong with that picture, you know, that the Facts bus workers endorsed Dyer for mayor, Dyer endorsed Donald Trump for president. So it's just, you know, this politics stuff is really a lot of manipulation, and you know, that's why, you know, we just have to educate our people.
And you know what I find ironic is in any other war, because we are comparing this pandemic to a war, a type of warfare. In any other war, you don't send your troops, your soldiers, into the field without being prepared, without the proper tools, without the proper vehicles, without the proper ammunition, without the proper gear. But yet, our essential workers are on the front line, and basically our soldiers in this war, on this pandemic of COVID-19. Yet we're willing to send them out to this war, who the warriors are, unprepared, unequipped.
Hold on one second. Hold on one sec.
We're here today celebrating May 1st, International Workers Day. We're also, at the same time that we're celebrating, we're honoring the sacrifice of workers in Fresno. Fresno County and the central San Joaquin Valley is an area which is, like they say, the breadbasket of the world. 70% of the workers that are out there picking the fields and doing the work in the processing plants, packing houses and warehouses, those workers are predominantly undocumented. The Federal CARES Act, which is supposed to provide financial support for those workers that are displaced by the coronavirus, they do not have the benefit of the federal benefits just because of the fact that they have families which have mixed legal status within their household. And that's the unfortunate reality that many of those workers have to deal with. Even under the old FEMA guidelines, FEMA allowed families of mixed status to receive federal benefits due to something beyond their control, crisis, or other type of event that that happens to affect the economy and affect their jobs. In this case, these workers are considered essential, so those factories are going to continue to run. Reese Foods, Foster Farms, Piedmont, the chicken processing plant, Cargill, which also processes meat, all those locations have reported infections. But since they are considered essential businesses or industries, the workers are expected to come to work. However, many of those plants are highly populated with undocumented workers. Those same workers that are being told to come to work and have to come to work out of necessity for lack of benefits are risking their lives. And we hope that it does not come true, but it's quite likely that many of those workers may suffer from the consequences of the coronavirus. So we're here today to express our support for them, to honor them, honor their sacrifice and their work, and also to let the administration know that we are not going to stand by while these people are excluded in their time of need. We're also here to let the sheriff know that we're not going to stand by while she every day transfers inmates who are being held in the Fresno County Jail for minor infractions and in total violation of the California sanctuary law. She's transferring them to ICE in the internal vestibules, release vestibule of the Fresno County Jail. We also want that to stop, and we're going to ask Attorney General Becerra to enforce the California Sanctuary Act and find that Margaret Mims is in constant violation of that. That's the reason we're here today, to support workers and support immigrants and essential workers and people of the Valley.
Thank you so much. There we have it. That's one of our leaders. We got about Ed right here. Talk to us, Ed.
Yes, I'm a
Vietnam veteran, and I'm disappointed with what this government is doing to poor people in general. I think they're expendable, in particular because I'm working with deported veterans, how they're being treated, and also working in the detention center, the horrible conditions that they're dealing with right now, and the number of cases of reported coronavirus, and they don't treat them like human beings. They keep them in there all crowded up. That's an injustice and inhumane to do that. What kind of a government are we supposed to be? We're supposed to respect the statute of liberty. We sure don't.
This is Ed, our community leader here in Fresno, very knowledgeable about what's going on in Fresno. He's a vet himself, and he speaks not just as a community leader, but he speaks as a someone who has served his country. And so we just thank him for his service. And so we're going to go ahead and sign out. Maria, you still there? Hello? Hey, Maria.